I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. In a moment, how far has television come when it comes to diversity? A new report says not far enough. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. But first, the ongoing saga of Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, who stands accused of orchestrating political pay-to-play schemes, including trying to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama to the highest bidder. The story has put the spotlight on the inner workings of politics in Chicago, and a few prominent names have surfaced in this scandal, including that of an Indian businessman and fundraiser in the Chicago area. He's not accused of any wrongdoing, but news of his alleged involvement caused quite a stir in the city's close-knit community of Indian immigrants and Indian Americans. We've asked two people to join us to talk about the nuances of this story and about the political clout of minority groups in Chicago. Dick Simpson is a political science professor at the University of Illinois, Chicago. He's also a former Chicago alderman. Ashok Ashwaran is the Chicago-based editor for Desi Talk, a weekly Indian newspaper. Both join us by phone. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Thank you for having me,
Carol.
Ashok, before we get into the particulars of this story, can you give us a brief idea of what the Indian community is like in Chicago?
Yeah, the Indian community in Chicago and the suburbs is around about between 150,000 to 200,000 strong. And there have not been any candidates elected to the state legislature, but there have been some candidates like this. In Niles Township, there are a couple of them, and some other suburb, there are, I think, a couple of Indians elected to the local office.
So not in the city itself, but suburban office holders.
Right, and the suburban offices.
Mostly professionals in the community or people of all types?
Yeah, you have mostly professionals, but they also have a certain community which owns businessmen, small businesses like restaurants and motels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Professor Simpson, Chicago is called the city of neighborhoods, as you and I both well know. It's also a very political one. How have neighborhoods, especially ones dominated by minority groups, really gained political power in this city?
Well, the history of ethnic groups as they come to Chicago is first they usually band together in families and in friendship groups, maybe from the same hometown. Then they begin to develop in religious groups. After that, they move to community organizations. And after all of that's been established for a community, they begin to build political organizations. And the Indian community is not really very different from all of the ones that have come before. They're now at the stage where they have political organizations, but most of those organizations are supporting other politicians with particularly fundraising, but also sometimes voting. The Indian community, in fact, the whole Asian community in Chicago, the city, is only 5 or 6% of the population. And even in the neighborhood they're strongest, they're not a majority or close to a majority.
Mm-hmm. So to both of you, is the Indian community taking the same sort of approach then that we've seen with blacks and Latinos as they seek political power?
Yeah, they do.
It's much the same. The one difference is that many in the Indian community are professionals or major businessmen, particularly in the health area, and so they have more financial resources. So for more than a decade, they've been significant in fundraising for positions as high as congressman or governor, and that's a little different. The other communities like the Latino community and the African-American community were able to use their numbers rather than their money to break into the political process.
Mm-hmm. To the specifics now of this case, where we have a prominent Indian businessman linked to the controversy with Governor Blagojevich. He said to have raised about $1 million for the governor, was also allegedly promoting the candidacy of Congressman Jesse Jackson, who wanted the governor and wanted the governor to appoint the congressman to this vacant Senate seat. Ashok, are contributions and fundraising efforts of this type common in the Indian American community, or was this the exception?
Yeah, no, it's very common. In fact, for this election, there have been a number of Indians who have raised organized fundraisers for Hillary Clinton, for Barack Obama, and of course for Governor Blagojevich.
And is that what you're seeing too, Professor?
Yes, that's there. organizations. They've gone by various names over the last decade, but the Indo-American Democratic Organization, there's also a similar Korean-American Democratic Organization, and others in the Asian community. And the fundraising effect has probably been the strongest. Every politician who's run for major office has had alliances with the Indian community, and that's true for reformers, not just for people who are part of the machine operation.
And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dick Simpson, a professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and Ashok Eshwaran, the Chicago-based editor for the Indian Weekly, DesiTalk. Is this a situation, we haven't named the individual, but it's Mr. Nayak, Ashok, is that correct?
Who, right, it's Mr. Raghu Nayak.
And I was wondering if this story concerning him has tainted the reputation of the Indian community in Chicago. What are people saying in the community?
You know, I think there's a certain degree of embarrassment because the community is pretty new. I mean, the first immigrants really started coming in 1965 when the per country quota was removed. And the community was pretty happy with the current elections because Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both have a large number of supporters in the Indian community, and a large number of people have volunteered for both of them in the campaign. Now, the one fear is that this could taint the community as a whole and could make politicians wary of seeking Indian-American support.
Professor, you've seen folks from different ethnic groups strive for political positions. Why is it so few Indian Americans hold political positions in the Chicago area?
Well, it's primarily a numbers problem. As I mentioned, less than 5 or 6% of Asians, not just Indians, make up the population of the city. And they aren't more than, say, 20% even in any ward. They're not even that high. So that makes it very difficult to run from an ethnic base. There was a very close election in the 50th ward by an Asian candidate this last time, and she almost was able to win. She was able to get into a runoff. But that was a pan-Asian candidate that is trying to appeal not only to the Asian community but also the reform community. I suspect that they will begin to be successful, not only in the suburbs that were mentioned earlier, but in general. But it's not going to be an easy, simple process. This is a process that takes a decade or two to build sufficient power to be effective in major positions. So their best hope at the moment is to become the key allies of very strong politicians, and that's the path they've been following.
When it comes to supporting politicians, what issues, and Ashok, why don't I begin with you on this one, what issues are of importance to the Indian community?
Well, one is immigration reform is important to the Indian community because, you know, of the issue of family reunion. The second is public benefits to senior Indian immigrants.
And those are very important. Many Indian families, they have one member over here, but the rest of the family may still be in India, and the nature of immigration rules split families in ways that are harmful. And that's been a known issue back when I ran for Congress in the early 90s. It was a key issue. And it's not one that the average American understands because we think of only immigration affecting Latinos from Mexico or South America, and that's not really true, and it affects it in ways that most Americans would be sympathetic with, particularly the reuniting of families.
And well, I'd like to add to that, normally, you know, the wait for a green card is very long among the Indian community. You know, it could generally take maybe up to eight years to get a green card for a dependent relative.
All right. Well, thank you so much to both of you. Dick Simpson, a professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago and a former alderman. Ashok Eshwaran is the Chicago-based editor for DesiTalk, an Indian publication. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Pleasure.